It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern.
Standard tests, nothing to worry about.
Oh, come on, Paul, settle down.
You are so uptight, give it a rest.
Yes, well, I see the problem.
Gotham, Dian, Iceland, Canada, what are you doing? On today's show, roll over, makeover, it's all over. Spandex the hard way, the whole way, and a new look at Newfoundland's expedition to deepest, darkest Africa. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
What a vexing, miserable week this has been, wandering around town looking for myself, or for what some experts have determined is the new me, trying to find out what my role here at the station is or is supposed to be. I was all over the place, beating my body and my brains out. And for what? Roll the tape, Hollis.
As he promised back in January, Andre Lander, the chief rotologist and senior vice president of Imagonics, returns. Welcome back to our studios.
Thank you.
Because of some minor shortcomings with our ratings back then, Mr. Lander was commissioned to analyze this show's image.
And that of the host as well.
Indeed. But since that first meeting, news comes that our ratings have skyrocketed. We're holding our own in Newfoundland and Iceland, and in Canada, well, smash hit hardly seems hyperbole.
So you're thinking that you no longer need our help?
You got it. It's been a pleasure, Roto Boy. Sayonara.
I understand why you're feeling upbeat, Paul, but looking at the ratings in simple quantitative terms can be misleading.
How so?
This upward trend you're seeing in the numbers.
Yeah.
We in the business call it the Ben Murgi blip.
Meaning?
Meaning someone who is, in fact, very unpopular with an audience, does a good job for a couple of particular shows or a special or something, and the audience response shows high approval only because expectations were so low.
Really?
Ben Murgi did a bang-up job hosting a couple of award shows.
Oh, God, I did an award show.
The brass give him a late-night slot, hire some comedy hacks, dress him like a pimp. The show is a disaster, and the next thing you know, well, Ralph's a glorified commissionaire at the broadcast center.
Now, look, that's unfair. I liked Friday night. Ralph was shafted by management screwheads. He's an exceptionally talented Winnipegger.
We've worked up a new image for you that will set the Great Eastern in a better direction.
What does it entail?
Our focus groups demonstrated that the listener wants a newer, younger, more vibrant Paul. So we've arranged for you to undertake a vigorous fitness program.
Oh.
As I'm sure you know, your own Ariel Flint conducts aerobics classes 3 times a week.
Yeah, high impact, I'll wager.
Indeed they are.
Look, I don't see the point, Andre. This is radio. Nobody can see me.
Well, that's another problem. Listeners want to put a face to the voice.
I disagree. I think you're wrong on that.
We planned a speaking tour for the summer. After dinner stuff, right across the country.
Great.
You'll need a new wardrobe, of course.
Who's going to foot the bill for that?
And we've also determined that your voice, it doesn't resonate with Canadian listeners. It's too, how can I put this, too rooted in Newfoundland.
Andre. Look, you can't argue with genetics, Andre.
We're sending you to a voice clinic.
What for?
Standard tests, nothing to worry about. I'm told you're excellent raw material.
That's all I am, huh? To the BCN and to their rotologists and number crunchers, huh? Raw material.
It could be worse.
Oh, I'm raw, all right. I'm rubbed raw. Do you realize that during the strike, I was putting in 8 or 9 hours a day, 6 days a week in here? Last week, I'm out on assignment, and I go through the ice. I nearly died. I put myself through the ringer for this corporation, bud. You'd think they could at least treat me with some dignity.
How do you feel about a hairpiece?
A full 18% of the population will suffer at some point from a mental illness, and you've been feeling all sixes and sevens. Hi, I'm Dr. Victor Squires, your host this winter of BCN's Medicine Chest. You've been asking, where would we be without numbers? How would I know where I lived, or whether I'm late? And if I was, How would I call home to tell them? What does this cost? Where are all those buses going? Yes, listener, these are coded messages, but they're not for you. This week, on Medicine Chest, only on the BCN.
Well, our own contributing fashion editor, Lawrence Royce Hiscock, has kindly agreed to provide me some guidance as I look for a look.
Well, I'm glad you came to me. A speaking tour. How terribly exciting. But, you know, you can't go traipsing around the country looking like some middle-aged ex-junkie in recovery.
But, Larry, I am a middle-aged ex-junkie
in recovery. Oh, look, here we are. Hercules man size. This place is fabulous. Fabulously exclusive, that is. For the love of God, Paul, do not embarrass me for once. Here we go. Try to look good. I may know people here.
Ah, Lawrence.
Spiro, my man, it's so good to see you.
And how can we help you today?
Well, acquaintance here is off on a tawdry self-promotional junket to prop up a waning career.
Ah, show business?
Yes,
no, radio, actually. But he does need to look a bit flash and respectable in public, if you catch my drift.
Yes, well, I see the problem. But I'm sure we can find something.
I like the looks of that guy in that poster there.
Yes, but I'm afraid...
I'm afraid you don't have that in stock.
We do have it in stock, but I don't think...
I think what Spiro's trying to tell you, Paul, is that that suit looks great on a strapping young Milanese, but it would make you look a bit like Cannelloni.
Yes.
I see.
But let me see. We must play to your strong suit. Strong suit.
Touché, Spiro.
Yeah, my strong suit, right.
You are tall.
Right.
You are, quite tall and husky. Yes, and let me see. What about something more casual? Slacks, a cardigan, understated
oh,
something.
That sounds good
understated.
To me. I like
no, that. No, absolutely not. Too dreary, too CBC.
I know. I have the perfect look. Wait right here, please.
Listen, Larry, I don't want any of this measuring of the inseam foolishness.
Oh, you are so uptight. Give it a rest.
Well, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Just try it on, please. Just step into it there. There you go.
It's exotic.
What would you call this?
It's a boiler suit.
A boiler suit.
I don't know that this
well,
is exactly...
It flatters your shape.
Yes, it does. I mean, the tenting would mask much of the... I'm not sure about the color, though.
Well, what about something in a mustard or a chartreuse?
Yes, brilliant. To bring out the yellow in his eyes.
And then riding boots.
Now you guys are having me on. Riding boots?
If I'd told you 2 years ago that the platform shoe was coming back.
True.
All right, so what do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, yes, I think it's very 30s.
Yes.
Very golden age of radio.
Yes.
Very Tintin.
Yes.
Very Popeye.
That's right, Bluto! Perfect!
Bluto. And tell me, monsieur, how do you dress?
Excuse me? Sorry?
How do you...
Excuse
what?
Me a moment.
He's asking on which side your penis hangs.
Why does he need to know that?
For the tailoring. Look, you promised you wouldn't embarrass me. Just say to the left or to the right.
Okay. His left or my left?
Yes, this is a vocal analysis of Paul S. Moth. He's a broadcaster, public. Okay, Mr. Moth, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I am. But I got to say, I usually have a different microphone than this. I use a Krupp's Funkin.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you. Don't worry about that. Now, if you could please give us a laugh.
What's funny?
We'll just fake it.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, could you express some concern, please?
Are you okay?
Yeah. How about deep concern, some compassion?
I'm so sorry. Really, I am.
Now, could you run a few together, please?
Like what? What do you mean? How? What?
Well, how about a big laugh, like hilarity, and into compassion, and then followed by sincere interest.
But a genuine loss to all of motor racing. He was traveling how fast?
Could we do that again, please?
But a genuine loss to all of motor racing. How fast was he traveling?
Okay, we've got a little trouble with the laugh. Now, can we have a side splitter, please? Piss yourself funny now.
Like that?
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay.
Now, you're familiar with the stutter question?
No.
Scripted question, answer known, but trying to sound spontaneous.
Okay, I do that all the time.
Could you run it by me, please?
Okay, so if you... Reading this, I felt, I guess the word is, there's a masculine-feminine thing going on here, isn't there?
One last thing. Is there a paper in the booth in front of you?
Yeah, there is.
Could you please read that?
Hello. Paul Moth here. Good Saturday morning, Newfoundland.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moth.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
The UNSJ gym. The smell of perspiration-soaked leather, the shouts, the grunts, and the exhortations slapping back and forth across this great box of pain. And there, the assembled aerobists swathed tightly in spandex and lycra so that no physical feature can escape the harsh scrutiny of the instructor. BCN's own Ariel Flint. Hey, Ariel.
Oh, well, well, well. I didn't think you would show.
Here I am.
Yeah, I could see you dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, I've got to say, I find this a little snug. Huh? There's not much bending. Alas, it was the largest size available.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, if you could just help me with this microphone up. I've got to switch from my handheld to this clip-on jobby that drone left us.
Where should we attach the...
Perhaps a... Test. That seems all right.
Okay, maybe here?
Sure.
Oh.
Jeez, I'm sorry, Ariel. This is it's just a little embarrassing.
I'm flattered.
It's nothing personal. This singlet, you know, where it's so tight across my,
Oh, come on, Paul. Settle down.
I'll think about Mom.
Maybe you should get in the back row.
I think that's a very good idea, Ariel. I'll just stand at the back here.
We have a new member today. Everybody say hello to Paul.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
That being the case, perhaps a review of the rules is called for.
Rules?
You will speak only when spoken to. You will answer my questions with a simple yes, mistress, or no, mistress. Is that understood?
Yes, mistress.
Once the workout begins, no one is to leave. The doors to the gym are locked from the outside. When the workout is complete, any parts below the waist still jiggling will have a short interview with me and the Marquis de Spank.
Ouch. That's not cricket, Ariel. Really.
Okay, Lord Actors, let's go. Get it up. Move it. Move it forward. Push.
Oh, my God. Well, I gained 3 pounds. I ripped the bottom out of a $400 boiler suit. I don't know. You heard it. I tried. But let's face it, I'm not going to change. I'm happy with who I am, and they can fire me if they want. Anyway, it's a contest time. It's time for that What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Our new noise has proven to be a puzzler. Guesses is many and various, but the odd div allows they can name it. Although it doesn't seem that hard to me. Before we go that route, however, let's get an earful of our quaint Newfoundland noise. Hollis Duffett, Maître de Bruit, s'il vous plaît. Well, that's it. The noise currently confounding our contestants. So down into the mailbag I go. Here's something all the way from Vancouver, B.C. Well, we're getting a lot of mail from over there, and it's from Nick Alfano, and Nick writes, on Saturday, February 15th, the sound from Newfoundland aired on the Great Eastern is, I believe, the sound of a Led Zeppelin 8-track tape being eaten by an 8-track tape player. The Led Zeppelin song is Black Dog, and the tape player is most likely mounted in the dash of an early 70s Chevy Nova. Regards, Nick Alfano. Well, Nick, that is certainly one of the most detailed entries we've ever received here at the What's That Noise contest, so full marks for presentation, as it were. And as to your answer, well, wrong, sorry. But you gotta keep on trying. The sound that Nick thought was an 8-track player eating an 8-track tape is this. And if you believe you know that sound, then you must enter the contest. Just mail your entry to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or you can e-us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Our musical spies have been hard at work again. 11 Newfoundland singers have met 11 great songs by Ron and Connie Hines. Here's Colleen Power with one of them, Mary Got a Baby.
Like a sore thumb, nowhere to run, nowhere to run. Shame for the family. Mary got a cigarette and the whole dirty little town. Mary thought it was love, but he thought it was lust. It was Mary Sue Lou who got busted. Mary's old man just stares at the TV, doesn't look at Mary at all. Shivers like a lamb in the rain. He begins to pace. He slaps her face. Mary's mom shattered. Little baby sister just screaming on the kitchen floor.
Bye.
Joining me now in the studio, Bert Redpath, Dupre Chair of Anthropology at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's and curator of an exhibition of photos at Gallery Boron, which document Newfoundland's imperial intervention in Africa in the 1930s. Welcome to the Great Eastern.
Thank you.
The exhibit has a name, I take it?
Yes. It's called The Colony's Imperial Eye.
Ah, great title.
Thank you.
Apparent paradox. What does it mean? Intrigue.
Well, yes. As you know, at the behest of the British government in 1933, the Dominion of Newfoundland sent troops to intervene in a civil war in Ugbomba. And this war threatened Britain's African interests at that time. My exhibit comprises some 400 photos taken by members of that ill-fated expedition.
Don't tell me. Photos hitherto dispersed or forgotten have revealed something of the utmost importance, no doubt.
Indeed. Essentially, the shocking way that Newfoundlanders, so recently victims of colonization themselves, could assume the perspective of the imperial master over others. Oh,
surprise, surprise!
Well,
No, please, come on, tell us more. I can't wait. After all, there's nothing more riveting than photographs on the radio. You know, picture, 1,000 words. Go ahead, man, go ahead!
Well, it is a bit difficult to describe,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, have you seen the show?
Of course I have seen the show. It was one of the most moving experiences of my life. It's absolutely tragic.
Look, I'm afraid you've lost me.
Hilarity, sincerity, compassionarity. The name of the game, Bertie. So they tell me, so they tell me. Dr. Redpath, the exhibit, it's the subject of some controversy, isn't it?
Well, yes. Some of the Ugbomban community here in town felt that even though the exhibit itself is critical of the imperial gaze, it reproduces that gaze and so perpetuates oppression.
Oh, yeah. All right. That must have been so hard to deal with. Oh, man. So, how's the book project coming?
Oh, well, yes, actually, I am hoping to collect the photos in book form with a historical and critical introduction, of course.
Of course, of course, of course, of course. Are we out of time yet? Oh, God, Dr. Redpath, I'm sorry. What have I done? Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
And very best of luck with the exhibit, The Colony's Imperial Eye, at the Gallery Boron until the end of next week. Don't miss it.
It's new. It's now. It's here. It's you. It's me. It's big time. Entertainment, that is. Hello, I'm Bjarne Gudmundsson, host of Iceland Report. Join here with me on the Sundays of BCN in 9 o'clock. If it happens at Iceland, ho-ha, you will be hearing about it. Here. Musics, cultures, postal habits, and interviews with some famous people from Iceland. This week on Iceland Report. Put on your shoes for now. There is something good in them. With me, Bjarni Gudmundsson, Iceland Report, Sunday in BCN.
March, eh? The days are getting longer now. We're not so dark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon as we were in December and January. And there's figurative light at the end of the weather tunnel, too. We recall to our sports shirts and shorts somewhere in that closet. Time marches on. The annual flight to Florida is in the cards for the lucky ones. Sometimes, though, months don't mean anything. Who notices July turning into August? If it weren't for birthdays and anniversaries and such, most months wouldn't even have a name. But some months are different. Some have a definite physical impact. And March has the worst. It's the time of despair and hopelessness and mass suicide. When police and port authorities find neatly folded clothes atop pairs of shoes all along the waterfronts of the province, they know it's time for the annual winter dredging of the harbors. Oh, God, I'm tired. There's this blazing indigestion. Not to mention today, eh? I host my 200th episode of The Great Eastern. Do you think anybody noticed? Not one person in the whole building said anything. What I put up with for this station and this show. No radio award, the disaster of the Moth interviews. I'm still being stalked by a mad Scott. I'm sick, and the alien abductions. No life, and still in recovery. Oh, God. Oh, it's spots. It's okay, all I can do is... The Great Eastern is broadcast live from our studios in downtown St. John's every week at this time. I don't know. Our engineer today was Hollis Duffin. No, don't come in here, Hollis. Stay out there. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. Oh, hi, Uncle Ishy. If you'd like to write us... God knows why you'd want to write this pathetic excuse for a radio station. Our address is 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or send email. Oh, yeah, yuppie mail, we call it around the office. The yuppie mail address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Oh, big whoop, you can check out our CBC radio homepage, too. We're in the art section. Ah, God. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern. This is Matt Scottrell Magazine. I'm sorry.